What's going on, everyone, and good morning. Today is Thursday, September 5th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And today is the day. The Eagles are in Brazil. They are one day away from kicking off their season. They will have their practice in Brazil today. And boy, oh boy, do we have a lot to go over today. We have some injury news that is going to impact this game. And we have the Eagles schedule for today in Brazil. So let's start with the schedule like we always do before we get into the breaking news of the day. So the Eagles arrived in Brazil last night, and they will practice today at the Corinthians Stadium, which is where the game will be played on Friday. They are the home team, and it is the Corinthians Stadium. So they will be practicing as the home team in the stadium. The Packers are practicing in what I believe is the Corinthians practice facility as the away team. So little benefit for the Eagles. They'll get a look at being in the stadium, playing in the stadium. Jake Elliott will get to kick in the stadium. So little things like that will be a benefit. As for what you should be out on the lookout for today, Nick Sirianni set to talk at 1:15 local time. So that'll be around 12:15 your time, Eastern Standard Time. And then practice is at 1:30 local time, Brazil time, Sao Paulo time, at 1:30 local time for you guys, 12:30. So 12:15, keep an eye out for some tweets from about what Nick has to say, and then practice at 12:30 your time, where there will be videos of them practicing in the Corinthians Stadium. So that'll be pretty cool. Make sure you check it out. And look, as you know, all the Eagles reporters in Brazil now, so make sure you're following me, at least, and follow some of the other ones. There's definitely some other good reporters on Threads and on Instagram. I'll have all those videos for you guys breaking down, you know. It'll be cool. It'll be cool visual. See Jalen Hurts practice in the soccer stadium, AJ, Devontae. So should be interesting. And then afterwards, post practice, there will be some availability. I'm guessing Jalen will talk AJ, you know, all the captains, the main guys will talk about the flight to Brazil, how it went, all those things. So without further ado, let's get into what the biggest news of the day was on Wednesday, which is linebacker Devin White ruled out with an ankle injury. And so he did not even travel to Brazil. That's got to be wild thinking you're traveling to Brazil and then all of a sudden you are not traveling to Brazil. But he is not with the team. He is not in Brazil and obviously not playing in the game due to an ankle injury. So what does this mean for the team? I think since he's been ruled out, there's been a little bit of, well, maybe he wasn't having a great camp, N'Kobe was better, and we'll get into that. But let's just start with this. I think in training camp, it is so important to get reps and get reps together with the players you are going to play with. I've talked about this with the Eagles offensive line. They did not get a lot of reps together in training camp because, you know, Steen started out as the guard, not Becton. Landon Dickerson was in and out. Cam Jurgens missed half a practice. Lane had a few Veterans Day. So they just didn't get a lot of reps together. Now, that doesn't mean they'll be bad for the whole season, but what I think it means is early on in the season, they're going to take a little longer to get going than they might. Now, on the defensive side of the ball, what happened in camp was Devin White got the most snaps at linebacker, I would think by far. Like, Zach Bond was probably close to him, but when it comes to first team reps, Devin White definitely got way more than N'Kobe Dean. N'Kobe got more and more as camp went on. There were even some packages where N'Kobe and Devin were out there at the same time, and there were definitely some reps where N'Kobe and Zach Bond were out there at the same time, but they just didn't get a lot of reps together. So I believe Devin White is a loss for this game. I think that it's going to hurt the team that he is not playing. First, while I like N'Kobe and I think he had a great camp, and you could argue he was the best linebacker in camp, he just has very little NFL experience. Jeremiah Trotter, no NFL experience. Zach Bond, limited experience at the position of stand-up linebacker. So Devin White has played thousands and thousands of snaps at linebacker. He's played in a Super Bowl at linebacker and was the best player on the field. And I know you can look back and go, that's a different player. He wasn't as good last year. And that's all true. But primetime Friday night in Brazil, national audience, like, you want guys that have been there before in those spots. And I also don't think Devin White was bad in training camp. Now, he definitely didn't stand out, which is something, you know, I talked about on post-practice pods and talked about with BLG when we did those post-practice pods. But I didn't think he was bad. Like, it was a little N'Kobe-ish in the past years where he didn't stand out for better or worse. Like, he was out there and maybe he made one or two plays, you know, blitzing the quarterback. But he didn't stand out in an excellent way day after day. And he didn't stand out in a negative way where, you know, he was getting burned. He looked like all out of sync. I just thought he just didn't have like a very noteworthy camp. So That doesn't mean that he was bad, in my opinion, but clearly, in the Eagles' opinion, it does mean that he did not have a great training camp. There's no way, now I know he's injured, but, you know, there was some reporting from the Philadelphia Inquirer that, you know, maybe he wouldn't have been the guy anyway. The NFL Network reported the Eagles, potentially there were murmurs about them trading him. So clearly the Eagles were not impressed with what they saw with Devin White, or at least that seems to be some of the indication. Now, the question is, what does this mean, though, for week one? We're not talking long term here, right? We're talking week one. I think over a full season, you could tell me N'Kobe was better than Devin White when he gets more and more reps. He was awesome in camp. Over a full season, you could tell me Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is. I'm talking about week one versus the Packers in Brazil. That's where I think the loss of Devin White is really going to be felt. The experience that he has, the reps he took in training camp, the chemistry he has with some of the defensive linemen because he took those reps, it's just going to be very different. I mean, right, he was calling plays in the huddle. Now that's no longer happening. It's going to be a new play caller, obviously, and I'm assuming it's going to be N'Kobe. I think that is going to be who starts. And again, N'Kobe had a really good camp. Like, my concern is not that N'Kobe is going to be awful. My concern is just N'Kobe did not get a ton of reps out there with the starting defense. So for the long term, we'll see what this means for Devin White. When he comes back from the ankle injury, will he be out on the field? Will he take that job from N'Kobe? But N'Kobe has a golden opportunity here. If he goes out Friday night and kills it and has a great game, they'll keep him in there. I mean, they own his rights beyond this year. He's a younger player. They really like him. And they like Devin White too, but Devin White is only on a one-year contract and has more mileage on him. So I think that if N'Kobe plays excellent, they will keep N'Kobe out there. And then you'll see Devin White become the linebacker that is in certain packages, rushing the quarterback, you know, blitzing situations. That's where they'll put him in. But for Friday night, yeah, I think they're going to miss Devin White. The other aspect of this is, N'Kobe is not as good in coverage as Devin White is, in my opinion. Now, Zach Bond is the better of the two coverage linebackers, and the Packers don't have like outstanding tight ends, but they do have two somewhat decent receiving tight ends, both entering their second year. Luke Musgrave, we talked about this a little bit in the Eagles secondary versus the Packers receivers, but Luke Musgrave, 46 targets, 34 catches last year. Tucker Kraft, 40 targets, 31 catches. Decent. So and they also have Josh Jacobs coming out of the backfield. So the Packers are going to try to isolate N'Kobe in coverage. They're going to try to get Josh Jacobs lined up against him out wide in the slot. And if they get that, they're going to take advantage of it. So it'll be interesting to see how this impacts the defense the Eagles play. I think there's a shot you will see maybe more zone coverage from the linebackers because of having N'Kobe out there than you would have maybe if you had Devin White. But I think for week one, this is definitely going to impact the game. I already felt nervous about this game, but, you know, without Devin White, I think it's definitely a loss for them. Or at least I should say, it is going to impact the game. It is a negative for them. I don't think it's a positive that that N'Kobe is out there week one. Now, N'Kobe could be awesome, but I just think it's going to take time this season for him to get used to it. He needs more reps in game action, which he just doesn't have a lot of. So no Devin White, definitely surprising. He is not on that plane. Outside of that, other injury news, Isaiah Rodgers was limited with that hand injury. At this point, you wonder if he's going to play. Now, he did travel to Brazil, so the fact that he traveled tells you they think there's at least a shot he's going to play. If they didn't think he was going to play, they wouldn't make him travel that, you know, 9-10 hours in the plane. They would have him stay and have him do rehab and get worked on. So the fact he's not, he did travel tells me there's a decent shot he will play. And if he does, maybe he's just there to be a backup and maybe they go with Keeley if Keeley's fully healthy. But Isaiah Rodgers, definitely one to keep an eye on as we get closer and closer to game weekend. Man, that feels good to say. Closer and closer to game day, I should say. By the time you're listening to this, we're like less than 48 hours away from this game being played and us getting to see some Eagles football. So that is the breaking news of the day. On the other side, I want to break down another matchup that's really important in this game, the Packers offensive line versus the Eagles defensive line. But first, a word from our sponsors. Okay, so the Packers offensive line versus the Eagles defensive line. We already talked about the Eagles offensive line versus the Packers defensive line. I think that the Packers have the advantage there. Now, the other side of the ball, another key matchup for this is when the Eagles defensive line is out there. And unfortunately, I think that the Packers have the benefit or the edge in this matchup as well. Let's look at the Packers offensive line for maybe those that don't know a ton about it. So they are returning 4 of 5 starters. The only new starter is Jordan Morgan, who will be starting at right guard in place of Runyon Jr. that left in free agency, I believe is now with the New York Giants. So they returned 4 of the 5 starters that were a good pass blocking unit last year. Last year, they were 7th overall, according to Pro Football Focus, against the pass when it comes to pass blocking. Now, the Eagles were first, and we all know that I have some of my concerns about the line this year. So the 7th overall is not a huge indicator of what they'll be, but they're returning 4 or 5 starters. The Eagles are returning only 3 of 5 starters, and their 2 starters have not played the position at all. So the Packers are dealing with that a little bit, or I should say they are dealing with it in Jordan Morgan. He was a first-round pick this year. I really liked him coming out of the draft. I thought he would have been a good pick by the Eagles. He is someone that has the size and ability to play tackle, but as the Packers are doing, you can play him at guard right away, and then that's what they're going to do. So Jordan Morgan is the lone new starter, and we'll talk about in a minute how maybe the Eagles can try to attack him. But outside of that, they have 2 pretty good tackles. They have Rashid Walker is the left tackle. Zach Tom is the right tackle. Both were pretty high last year in coverage or in pass protection, sorry, I should say, when you know, the against edges. So Rashid Walker was 22nd in pass protection. Zach Tom, 23rd in pass protection. So a decent set of starting tackles. Not great, not Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson, but a decent set of starting tackles. The interior is kind of where I think the Eagles can maybe take advantage. Again, because on the edge, we'll see. Bryce Huff, Josh Sweat, Nolan Smith, Brandon Graham, like, it's a winnable matchup. It's not an easy matchup. This isn't going against the Patriots in that joint practice. So if they can really get pressure against these two, it would certainly be encouraging. And on the flip side, if they're just completely shut out by them, that's also super discouraging and concerning, because while they're good tackles, they are not elite tackles, in my opinion. On the interior, they have, you know, again, Jordan Morgan, their center, Josh Myers, okay, you know, like, nothing great. He was 28th in pass protection last year, so definitely near the bottom of the league in centers that played a qualifying amount of snaps. And then their left guard, Elton Jenkins, he's really, really good. He was 3rd in pass protection. This is where I think things could get interesting. So my guess is the Eagles are going to try to put Jalen Carter matched up across from Jordan Morgan. It's a matchup that, you know, the Eagles want. You want your best defensive tackle pass rusher going against their weak spot, and Jordan Morgan is their weak spot. My guess is they will slide Josh Myers over to try to help. So Jalen Carter will be doubled. Now, he can beat these two. Like, Jordan Morgan and Josh Myers are not an unbeatable duo. He's going to be doubled all year, and he's going to have to beat it, and I think he can. Like, I think he can still have an impactful game. But the issue is, if they do double him, whoever's going up against Jenkins, their left guard, that's a really tough matchup. Like, is Jordan Davis able to get pressure against Jenkins? I don't think so. He hasn't shown an ability to rush the passer. Milton Williams is an interesting one. He is a good pass rushing defensive tackle. He's going to have a bigger role this year. So, you know, we'll see if he's able to get the same type of pressure with increased snaps. But again, like, Jenkins is really, really good. So if they do double Jalen Carter, it is going to be on that other defensive tackle, or the 2 other defensive tackles, depending how they line up, to get pressure. And it's just a tough matchup with Jenkins. So I think the Packers offensive line does have an advantage over the Eagles defensive line. I think the Packers offensive line comes into the season better than the Eagles offensive line. Again, the Eagles have better tackles, but I think the Packers tackles are good enough in that interior, you know, because Jordan Morgan is a question. But I'd rather have Jordan Morgan than Mekhi Becton. And, you know, Dickerson and Jenkins kind of evened themselves out. So, you know, it's kind of Josh Myers versus Cam Jurgens, and we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, this is a tough matchup for the Eagles pass rush. Like I said, I think if it's one where they don't get any pressure at all, that's concerning, because it's a good line, but it's not top 3, in my opinion. But, you know, hopefully this is one they could take advantage of and get pressure on Jordan Love. Going into the season, I do think Brandon Graham is going to see a lot more snaps than people think. I think you're going to see him out there quite a bit. And I think Friday night could be the start of that. If Nolan Smith gets a few reps and he's not able to get anything going against either of the tackles, I think they'll be in some trouble, or Nolan will be in some trouble, and you'll see Brandon get out there. So I give the Packers the edge in this matchup, which gives them the edges on both sides of the ball on the line, in my opinion, which is just not a recipe for success if you're the Eagles. So that is the matchup of the day today for Packers-Eagles on Friday night. We are inching closer and closer. Next time you hear from me, I will be in Sao Paulo, and it will be game day, which is crazy to say and exciting to say. So thank you to everybody that listened. I very, very much appreciate it, as always. And as we say, he's Elliot, I'm James. I'll talk to you guys later.